This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb and Aviation Consumer. Much in the news lately is a trend among major airlines to charge passengers for carrying checkable baggage aboard flights, and this has led to something best described as a la carte pricing. We're speaking today to Robert Buckman of Amadeus, a company that specializes in data solutions for the travel industries. Welcome aboard, Robert. Thanks for speaking with us. You see this as a positive trend for airlines using a a la carte pricing structure. Tell us what the pitch is for that.
Well, you know, I mean, from my perspective and from the kind of the technology perspective, we really see this as an opportunity for carriers. And I know there may be many in the traveling public that might look at this as something akin to nickel and diming. But I think really the difference is going to be made and realized where carriers view this as either a tactical approach to address the current economic situation or really look at ancillary services as more of a strategic approach, placing the customer at the heart of its businesses and determining what types of services and products their customers value. We certainly see today that the aviation market is under tremendous pressure, cost pressure, with fuel prices, with a softening economy, which is weakening the demand for air travel, causing them to reduce their capacity. So carriers are really having to be quite dynamic in their day-to-day operations. I think one of the major difficult points that carriers have, Paul, is that you know, there's a thing called price sensitivity, and the key to the airline success is maintaining passenger demand while being able to meet your operational costs, which, as you introduce, has led carriers to diversify how they derive their income and revenues, leading some carriers to go down the path of charging for baggage, maybe charging for a specific seat assignment. So I think we see carriers' ancillary revenue and ancillary services strategy really being born at the most immediate stage here out of necessity.
Well, let's talk a little bit about customer reaction to this. I think the airlines have, at least in the United States, have not done a particularly graceful job of implementing this sort of pricing strategy. I went out on the Internet and I found a few customer surveys on this, one from ComScore that indicated that something like 7 out of 10 passengers really don't like the idea of paying an additional fee for baggage and for other services. So what is the strong argument for that from the customer side?
Well, I think the strong argument from the customer side on that is it really goes back to the question, is it nickel and dime or is it really value added? And I think today, from a consumer's perspective, if they've been paying for a product fairly consistently and that product has always included baggage, then for you to just come out or for an airline to come out with a pricing policy that says, I'm going to keep the fare at what it was, I'm just going to now start charging you for baggage, it does begin to look like nickel and dime. However, I think as carriers really begin to look more strategically at ancillary revenues, that's where they can take this as an opportunity to understand better their entire product offering and really, you know, by unbundling it and decoupling everything that you used to charge for in the price of a ticket and begin to look at it for its each individual value, you really can put that out to the consumer and say, what are you willing to pay for and what do you value today? An example I would bring is meals. In the past, consumers used to expect meals on every flight. What were the meals like? Quality, I think, was generally poor. I think airline meals were the butt of many jokes. And today what we see is when an airline has looked at that and said a consumer did not value that, it was a cost to me and a consumer didn't value it, I had an opportunity to replace that maybe with an alternative product, maybe a higher brand product, where now a customer is willing to fly my airline, pay maybe a $7 premium, but have a nice meal by, say, Atlanta Bread Company or another reputable quality food brand. And that goes towards enhancing the overall brand image and the brand value for the carrier.
Let me ask you this. If you look at the way the U.S. airlines have done this, does it make more sense if the base service for the ticket you buy includes the understanding that you have a seat, you have a reserve seat, and you can check a bag without additional charge, and beyond that, if you want to add a value added options, does that make sense, or do you think they're right to go with the charging for just the first checked bag?
Actually, I think what we're going to see is a hybrid model. We're going to see some carriers like Southwest that they actually have developed very much a customer-centric product and different packages to offer their customers. And we can see with Southwest, they actually have a branded product whereby they offer business travelers priority boarding, a free drink on board, where customer demographics that are more leisure in nature have a more standard process where they go into Southwest's normal boarding process and, open seating, et cetera. So I think we can see that airlines will continue to, apply a hybrid. Some will get into more of a packaging and a bundling of offers, maybe more customer-centric than it ever has been. Maybe products that are designed for leisure travelers versus products specifically designed for business travelers.
I noticed that Air Canada has gone to a four-tiered set of options for pricing fares. Is that the shape of the future, do you think? And what do you think of that approach?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. Air Canada is actually Amadeus's technology partner, and we power all of Air Canada's online web activity. So we work very closely with Air Canada for them to realize their business model online. And Air Canada's model has been very strategic, again, focusing on the consumer and putting the consumer at the heart of how they build their value proposition. And those four products that you mentioned are specifically designed for various demographics of Air Canada's customer base. Their base product, which is called Tango, is a product that has been designed to offer a competitive alternative to a low-cost carrier in the market, where you get your bare-bone travel your travel safe, reliable, hopefully on time from point A to point B, but without a lot of the frills that have been bundled into maybe other package offerings. With Air Canada's Tango, maybe you don't get an advanced seat reservation. That might not be that important to you. You get half of your miles, etc., where you can actually then buy up from there. If you are not so price sensitive, but you're looking for greater value, Air Canada has a range of packages that offer incremental value, maybe more miles, maybe advanced seats, maybe the ability to be auto upgraded to first class based on your tier level, your loyalty level.
What's the reaction to the four tier approach been?
I think it's been wildly successful for Air Canada. Consumers tend to adopt it and enjoy it because I think what's at core with Air Canada is they've created product and value transparency for their traveling public. So in kind of the more traditional model that is more schedule and price oriented, we could have two passengers sitting right next to each other. They're getting the same service, but they may be paying very, very different prices for that service. Where Air Canada has really tied a specific price set, if you will, they've aligned their pricing to the product value, and the consumers now know what they're getting for that value. So they've been given something back that they've been missing for a long time, which is transparency and choice.
And I should mention here that any listener who's interested in looking at this can go to www.aircanada.com, and you can take a look at that four-tier pricing structure. Robert, thanks very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure to be here, Paul.
We've been speaking with Robert Buckman of Amadeus. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AbWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.